and there was a young man who was engaged and had written these fantastic dramas and you know, was entering another phase and was also saying goodbye to his youth and at the same time enjoying this bliss of being in love and wanting to marry. But he died before he married.
I see.
He sometimes referred to Lena, Eric, as die dumme Gans. He didn't like her too much.
I see.
And
Silly Goose is about that.
She is a rather van figure and doesn't come out too strongly, I think.
Right. And you've talked about the effectiveness of this drama, especially if it's performed in a small postage stamp like country like Austria. Now, what is there in the? It's not certainly a bitter satire, but there is some gentle satire in the story.
Well, it was the satire was very much directed at Austria when you knew it at that time. Of course, we didn't have an emperor anymore, but this little country that sported the capital and had a residence of the Kaiser still and all these earmarks of former grandeur, and yet was so small that you could almost, you know, walk to the border. And it was really, when you went to Czechoslovakia or Hungary, it wasn't much farther as when today you go to Santa Barbara or
Ventura,
almost, you know.
That's true.
And if within an hour you could be on the frontier, on either side. So there were many similarities.
I see. And yet people had a grandiose notion of
and
the small
the
kingdom.
The bureaucracy of the imperial times that had partly survived, with everybody having a title and Regierungsrats and Hofrats all over the place, though there was no court anymore. Hofrat means like court counselor. And there were still a lot of Hofrats, you know?
Oh, yes.
No court, you know, to justify this title. And so all this poked fun. And of course, in the figure of Valeria, that is a figure like Eric himself.
I see. A wanderer.
A rather wild fellow.
Wild.
You know, a rather, sometimes even vulgar fellow who isn't afraid to coin a phrase as it is. And Eric was like this.
Yes. Now, was it at this time or was it later that John Kafka entered the scene in the preparation of
this
work?
Much later.
Much later.
I mean, Franz Kafka was a friend of mine because a girl with whom I went to class with and was very friendly with was his sister.
Oh.
So he belonged to our circle and was always there. But at very early age, he went to Berlin, like most gifted people he had.
I see.
And he made a name for himself and was quite well known in Berlin. He had published several books of novels and wrote screenplays already at that time.
So we can probably come to him a little bit later then.
Mm-hmm.
Was the work ever performed in Prague, as far as you know?
I really don't know, because at the time we sent the manuscript to Svoboda and then never heard of Svoboda again. And there was no, you know, no real time, because this deluge came over Austria, and all one could think at that time was how to save yourself, where to go and not stay, and all these things came second.
Right. And is it true that there was a performance projected in Austria?
Oh, yeah.
At the Schloss Schönbrunn.
When Eric had finished this opera, then we had a meeting in January, and it was Kurt Adler who was supposed to conduct it. Then there was a man whose name I've forgotten, who was a very well-known stage director at that time and did a lot in the radio. And he was quite a well-known figure, which meant when he took something that would be successful.
I see.